Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour, and it's Ask Me Anything. And that means we mean it, especially when Jimmy's on. I got to say, we mean it. Ask Me Anything, 888, and not the me being Jimmy, not me. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. I do suggest you dial early or at least write down the number, because I'm not going to be saying the number a lot today. We have that other number to give out. 888-318-7884 is the number to call and ask your question of Jimmy Akin. Everyone is welcome. And we really do want you to feel welcome. Some people are reluctant. They maybe think the show is for other people, like Catholics, if you're not a Catholic. But it's for everybody. And if you have a question, we would delight us to do our very best to get you an answer. 888-318-7884. All right. Now I'm going to give out the other number, because with Jimmy Akin, we are going to be raising a little bit of money today. We're going to do our best to raise some money today, because each quarter we come to you for 6 hours. And today it's the last 2 hours to ask you to support us for the next 3 months. We have $55,000 to raise today, and that is not an outrageous amount for a third day of a pledge drive for us. It's manageable if we see the same generosity we've been seeing. And we really have been seeing wonderful generosity. It costs, in order to be fully funded, we need $145,000, because we do have a lot of people who have signed up to be monthly donors already. And so we count them in the amount that we need. And so in order to raise what we need to supplement those monthly donors, we need $145,000. And right now we're at about $90,000, maybe a little more than $90,000. So something just under $55,000 is needed today. The number to call, 888-291-8000, to make your pledge. Let me just give you the details before I bring Jimmy in. And those details are this. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match for any donation this hour. 888-291-8000. Then we have a second match for anyone who will make a pledge of $500 or more. If you're able to make a pledge of $500 or more, it will be matched a second time by a second donor. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Welcome back, Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy Kellett. How are you doing?
I feel pretty good. People have been wonderful about calling. We're within striking distance.
We are. It's a little bit more of a stretch, you know, because we've been raising about $20,000 an hour. We got 2 hours. That would be $40,000. We need to raise 55, which is a little bit more than we've been raising the previous 2 days. But people often come through on the third day. And so the number that we need to raise, the 55,000, that's within striking distance. And with the support of the listeners, we can get there. It's just a matter of doing it. We do need to hear from people early. You know, if the later we wait before we start hearing the phones ring, the less chance that we'll make it. So we do need to hear from people. Also, yesterday I mentioned that we are going to need some people who are able to make larger gifts. And I mentioned that, you know, you may need to check with a spouse, you may need to check with a banker or a stockbroker or someone like that. So I encouraged folks to be thinking about that yesterday and to make the needed checks so that they'd be in a position to be able to call in today. And so this is the day we need to make good on that. So please, folks, do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, the number to call is 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate from your desktop, from your laptop, from your iPad, from your iPhone. Any way you can get online, you're welcome to donate at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And it only takes a few moments.
Please do pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000, or as Jimmy said, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. One of the things that will happen on the last day, if the experience plays out the way we expect it to, that is, it will become busy later. And late in the hour and late in the show, we tend to get flooded with calls. So early callers mean so much to us on a day like this when we have a long way to go. But we're within reach. We can be fully funded. Anybody who will call early is really doing us a double favor. 888-291-8000. Again, it is safe, secure, online. Work on your phone. Work on your computer. It's optimized for whatever you've got. And all of it goes towards the same match, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, every single line filled up with questions for Jimmy Akin. So I'll just tell you the situation one more time, and then we'll go to some calls for Jimmy. And the situation is this. One caller is on at the moment. Nine of our colleagues are ready by their phone to take your calls. So perfect time to call. If you will start filling up those calls, those lines, it will make a great deal of difference to us. And it'll also allow us to do what we did yesterday with Jimmy, which was let him answer some questions, which is really what we're here to do. Let's fill up those lines if we can. 888-291-8000. Take advantage of that $20,000 dollar for dollar match. We will start with Peter in California. Peter, welcome. Got a question for Jimmy?
Hi, yes, thank you so much.
Sure.
My question is, can the love of your child or spouse ever rightly compel a person to deprioritize their own salvation or relationship with God, or willingly risking or surrendering it in order to secure the good of the one they love, even their spiritual good? And to be clear, I'm not talking about like if sin is justified or something like that. More deeper question is, can Catholicism make space for this kind of radical self-giving love? As seen like by Moses and Paul, and for the sake of their children and spouse.
Okay, Peter, I had a little difficulty hearing you. It seemed like there was some kind of clicking or cutting out going on there, but I think I got the essence of the question. And the essence is one can love one's spouse or children or others in such a way that one takes risks in life. However, there's a fundamental equality between all people, and so one person's salvation is as valuable as another's, and it would be a mistake to prioritize someone else's salvation over one's own. Our fundamental obligations as established by God are to start, with caring for ourselves and then for other people based on their degree of relationship to us. And that kicks in most firmly in regard to salvation. Your ultimate responsibility is to see to your own salvation, because you're the only person who has ultimate control over that. You don't have direct control over your spouse's salvation or your children's salvation or anything like that. The only person that you have direct control over their salvation is yourself. And so that's what we all need to be principally concerned with. Then there's a question of what goods are being balanced here. Now, one can love one's spouse and children and want to provide good things for them. Like, let's say, in the case of your children, you want to provide them with a college education. Well, college educations are good things. Those are good things to provide for one's children. But it's not as important as your own salvation. What happens in this life, whatever benefits are achieved in this life, are for this life. They're finite in nature. They are not of infinite value the way eternal salvation is. So if you're risking your own eternal salvation in order to give your children a college education, that's a bad trade-off. The salvation of your own soul is more important than being able to give a college education to your children. On the other hand, let's suppose we're comparing equals. Let's suppose we're comparing your own salvation versus the salvation of your children. Well, here, you're at least dealing with things that are on the same level, because your salvation is the same in value as the salvation of a child. And so, regardless of the age of the child, whether they're small or grown up, it doesn't matter. Because our lives, you know, whatever our finite age is finite, and there's still an infinite future ahead of us. So they're equal in value. So we'd at least be in the ballpark of where it could potentially make sense to take some risks, you know, in order to try to provide eternal salvation for your children. Let's suppose you have, I'm just making up an example here, but let's suppose that your daughter is in a brothel and you need to get her out of that brothel in order to promote her eternal salvation. And that means you need to walk through the brothel in order to get her, even though that's going to expose you to some degree of temptation. Well, okay, that would be a risk that could be acceptable. It could be acceptable to expose yourself to some degree of temptation, especially with the intent of, I'm going to resist all this temptation, and if I fall, I'm going to repent afterwards. But you could still undertake that risk in order to provide a greater chance of salvation for your daughter. That would be one example. What would not be acceptable is saying, I'm going to be okay with going to hell in order to try to help someone else get to heaven. We see the unacceptability of this in an expression that Paul uses in Romans chapter 9, where St. Paul says he could wish that he himself were cut off from Christ and cursed for the sake of the Jewish people. He could wish that, but he knows that's going too far. So he, in fact, doesn't wish that. God does not want us to pit our salvation against somebody else's. And so it would be a mistake for Paul to say, hey, God, thank you for all the grace you've given me, but I'll just go to hell if you'll save Israel. God does not want these two things pitted against each other in that way. He wants a both and solution where both Paul and the Israelites get saved. And so Paul should not be willing to just accept damnation in order to help someone else get to heaven. And in the same way, we should not be willing to just accept our own damnation to help someone else get to heaven. We want everybody, including ourselves, to be in union with God, which is to say in union with the source of love, and be together in heaven in love. So while it can be understandable on a human level to have such natural affection for people that we're very concerned for their salvation, the same way Paul is describing here in Romans 9, it would be going too far to literally say, oh, yeah, I'm just willing to accept damnation for the sake of someone else. That is not God's will. He wants us to work for the salvation of everybody, including ourselves.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the question and getting us started today, Peter. And maybe we'll get to talk again one time. Right now, I want to remind folks where we are. I'm just looking at the numbers here. Well, lots of folks called there for a few minutes, and we took our match down from 20,000 to 19,500, and we just need to keep bringing it down. And the way we do that is you call and make your pledge. There's a $20,000 match now, $19,500 left in it. So any pledge you make is going to get matched 100% right now.
And another way to help bring it down is by taking advantage of our second match, which is every gift of $500 or more is matched a second time, so it's effectively tripled. If you give $499, well, then that'll be matched once. It'll take it up to $998. But if you can pay that extra dollar and make it $500, that becomes $1,500 for us. It's effectively tripled. So we really want to encourage people, if you're at all able, whether it's as a one-time gift of $500 or whether that's, you know, spread out over the course of a year, that's fine too. That brings $500 down to, you know, less than $50 a month. And lots of people can't afford that, and that will all be tripled. As long as the total amount of your gift is going to be 500 or more, it'll get taken up to 1500 or whatever triple the total amount is. So we'd love to hear from you. It doesn't have to be 500 all at once. It could be 500 in easy monthly installments. That's just great too. Also, we have some thank yous, and that's another way we can help bring the amount we need to raise down, which is by having Cy Kellett tell us what the thank yous are, so we know what those are as well.
888-291-8000 is the number to call, and you'll also get the thank yous if you go. Everything is the same, basically, if you decide to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But if you come in at a $10 a month pledge, if you want to make a $10 a month pledge, you become a member of our Society 315 Defenders. We send you a T-shirt, we send you a coupon, we send you a car magnet, but also you become a member of a kind of club that gets all kinds of additional materials and access to things. We'd love it. If you've never given before and you could do that, we would be delighted to send you the box full of the T-shirt and everything and have you be a member of that club. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your $10 a month pledge or call 888-291-8000. If today you could make a gift of $50, it's going to be doubled right away. It becomes $100 to us. And we're able to send you a copy of The Faith Unboxed, the wonderful book from Andrew Petiprin, who has been such a great guest on this show, in which he looks at the boxes, basically, that people put the Catholic Church into and shows how the church never quite fits into those boxes. And if we let the church out of those boxes, we can really experience the graces God is intending to give us. So at the $50 a month level, at the $50, if you just call up and make a gift of $50, it'll be doubled and we'll send you that book. Maybe you could come in at the $250 level. Maybe you could make a gift right now of $250. We'll give you The Faith Unboxed, but we'll also give you the book Canceled from Steve Weidenkopf, the wonderful Catholic historian, Steve Weidenkopf. 12 Catholic heroes that history turned into villains. On the cover is a picture of Marie Antoinette holding a piece of cake, and you know why, but Marie Antoinette is not what the secular world says she was, and many other people got canceled who were good Catholics, as a matter of fact, and you want to learn about them? Get the book Canceled from Steve Weidenkopf with a $250 gift that is immediately doubled. As Jimmy said, any gift of $500 or more is tripled because we have two matches for gifts of $500 or more. So if you were able to come in at the $1,000 level or at the $5,000 level, you become a member of our higher giving societies, and there are also benefits that come with that. Just ask about them when you call 888-291-8000, or they're on the website as well, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy, I have some good news. You were talking about people asking their spouse and checking, and could they make a larger donation? I just mentioned the higher giving societies. Well, a wonderful person, Ramona from Delaware, just gave $5,000. And so we are a lot closer to the $55,000 we need to raise today and much closer to using up our match right now. Thank you so much, Ramona, for that.
Amen. And we need to hear from more folks like Ramona, or, you know, whether if you're able to give a small amount, that's fine. If you're able to give a larger amount, but in installments, that's fine. If you're able to give a large amount all at once, that's fine too. We really appreciate whatever help you're able to offer the show. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And, you know, Ramona is an example of how some folks are able to support the show in larger measures. And I know there are other folks out there who are just like that. So we need to hear from them too. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. I say it slow because I love you.
And thank you for those who are calling. There are five calls on right now. Several calls I saw were taken care of very quickly, and that's great. So if you need to get off the phone quickly, just tell them that. They'll get you done in about 90 seconds, 888-291-8000. But because the lines are continuing busy, I'm going to let Jimmy continue to answer questions. I'm going now. Can I go to the – it's okay to go to the line? Okay, Julia in Washington, you are up next. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me get you. Okay. Hey, Jimmy, I just have to ask you a quick question. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm so thankful and grateful for all the work you guys do. It's just beautiful. Did you ever get the pecan pie in a jar that I sent you for Christmas like 2 or 3 years ago?
Oh, well, I would assume I did. However, I was also in the process of moving 2 or 3 years ago, so it could have been dislocated.
Okay.
I'm afraid my memories of specific Christmases that long ago is not as bright as it could have been. I have a memory that's really good for some things, like remembering facts about church teaching, but is not so good for other things, like what did I get in the mail 2 or 3 years ago. But thank you so much for sending it.
Yes, I just love your analogies and comparisons to pecan pie. It's just, it's heartwarming. Mm-hmm. It's cool to know you.
Likewise, and pecan pie is awesome.
I have a question about my six children are coaching. Their coach is an MMA coach, and they're trying to get in the circuit. There's a lot of influence, and he's a very godly man, but not Catholic. Recently, he gave them each a Bible and is starting a Bible study with them. And again, in that sport, there's a lot of respect. It's all about respect. So they kind of feel, you know, called to go. My question to you is this Bible, let me get you, I have to get to a different thing. It's called the Passion Translation. It's a mm-hmm. New Testament Bible with the Psalms and the Psalms
okay.
and the Proverbs, yeah. And my question is there anything I need to be concerned about them being led astray? We Catholic homeschool all six kids,
okay.
daily mass, you know, all of that. They're in their 20s now.
So it's the Passion Translation we want to know. Are there any problems with that?
Okay, so the Passion Translation is a fairly recent edition of at least part of Scripture. It is not a Catholic translation, and as far as I'm aware, there is not a version of it that is approved for Catholic use. So there's not like a version that has an imprimatur, as far as I'm aware. Having said that, I wouldn't automatically rule it out. What it means, if there is an imprimatur, is that it can be used in more circumstances in the Catholic Church, but there's no barrier to read in church law. There's no barrier to read in Bibles that don't have an imprimatur. You just need to be a little careful with them. Now, in regard to the Passion Translation, my understanding is that even though it bills itself as a translation, there's actually some discussion about whether it's technically what's known as a dynamic equivalence translation, which is sort of a loose translation, or whether it crosses the line into being what's known as a paraphrase rather than a translation. And that line can be a little hard to discern. Now, one of the advantages of both dynamic equivalence translations and paraphrases is they can be much easier to read, but they achieve that readability at the price of risking greater translator bias, because either the translator or the paraphraser has given themselves considerable liberty to rephrase things in a way they think that will be more understandable. And that means that they are risking injecting their own ideas into the text to a greater degree than if you're using what's known as a formal equivalence or a literal translation. I don't say don't read dynamic equivalence translations or paraphrases. They can actually be quite useful, not only because their readability, but also because they can help you see new possibilities for what the text might mean. But I think you need to balance, anytime you're using one of these looser translations, you need to balance it by reading another translation that is more literal, so that you don't become completely untethered from what's in the original text. Now, the best way to be sure you're not becoming untethered from the text is to read it in the original Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic. But that's not possible for most folks just because they've never studied those languages. And so the best alternative is to get a literal or formal equivalence translation, like, for example, the Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition or the English Standard Version or something like that, and read both. So you get more than one perspective. And that's really the value of any Bible translation, is it gives you a perspective on what the text says. And having different Bible translations of different kinds will give you multiple perspectives. And that's better, that having multiple perspectives is better than locking yourself into just one perspective and just using one translation. It's actually better if you use multiple translations with multiple different translation philosophies. So that's what I can mention in terms of the Passion Translation. I would say if they need to go to this Bible study or they want to go to this Bible study, that's okay, but pair it with a knowledge of their own faith and pair it with a more literal translation that they can compare things to.
Hey, we've got 9 lines open. If you'd like to call and make your pledge, lots of money left on that $20,000 match, 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible, you do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin is our guest. It's Ask Me Anything this hour. We did have a little bit of phone trouble, but if you'd like to call, I'll give out that number again. As you could probably hear it, there was a little clicking on the line. It was hard to hear the callers, but I think it's all working now. 888-318-7884 is that number to call if you'd like to ask Jimmy a question. 888-318-7884. Let me report on the other thing that we're doing this hour. Each quarter, we come to you and ask you to help us be fully funded so that we can give this show away free. For 27 years, This show has been given away free to anybody who wants to broadcast it, and hundreds of radio stations broadcast it. It's on websites. It's on people's apps. It's probably on things that I don't even know that they exist. But that's why we get calls from all over the world. It's delightful for us, and we hope you like it when we talk to people from Europe and Africa, from Asia, and from far, far away places like Alaska and Hawaii. If you can help us now, I will tell you, every pledge you make now is going to be matched up to $20,000 this hour, 888-291-8000. We do need your help, however. We've got a long way to go to be fully funded. By the end of today, we are done asking you for this quarter. We will not ask again. And so if you could help us make this show available for free all around the world, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll tell you this, I'm going to turn it over to Jimmy, but there are 12 lines open, and that's a lot of our colleagues just sitting ready to take calls. So if we could fill up that line, if you want to give a dollar, give a call, we've got a line for you. If you want to give $1,000, we've got a line for you. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I want to just update folks a little bit because I want to let them know where we are with respect to our two goals. So we have the first goal, which is our which is to raise $20,000 in this hour. We have a match for that amount, and we really want to get to that match amount. Also, if you're able, either with a one-time gift of $500 or more, or a set of gifts spread out over a year that together total 500 or more, it'll be matched again. So it'll effectively be tripled. Now, in terms of getting to that first match amount of 20,000, we are just about halfway there. We're about $9,000 raised this hour. So we need to make another 11,000. So we're just under halfway there, which is actually a better position than we were in at this time yesterday, where we got to the halfway mark in the first hour, and we were only 25% of the way to our match for the hour. Now we're just over halfway through the hour, and we're not quite halfway to the match amount. So that's actually a better position, but we still have less than half the hour to go, and we do need to get to that $20,000 level in order to obtain all that match money. So please give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once, I know Cy sometimes says it fast because he gets excited, but 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Then there's the second goal we're working towards, which is 145,000 overall for this drive. And for that, we need to raise, we've made a dent in it, but we need to go beyond the $20,000 for this hour. We need to raise, between this hour and the next hour, we need to raise a total of $45,000. So that's doable, but we need to hear from folks. So please give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. I say it slow, like I said, because I love you and because I'm sometimes a little calmer than Cy, maybe. I don't know.
Pretty much everybody's calmer.
I won't debate which one of us loves the listener more, but that's something you can figure out on your own. Having said that, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Once again, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And donate online if you're like me and are sometimes an introvert and don't want to talk to someone on the phone or don't have someone to talk to on the phone, because you could be listening to this show anywhere in the world. You might not be able to call in on our toll-free North American line, but if you're in Singapore or Zimbabwe or Andorra or wherever you may be, you can use Catholic Answers Radio, and you can even use it after this drive finishes. You can use it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from anywhere on the world. And even if you're up on the International Space Station, my understanding is they've got internet connectivity up there, so you don't even have to be on Earth to use that. But please do either give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you real quickly.
888-291-8000. 13 lines open at the moment. A few more of our colleagues got on the line and are ready. The biggest people know that the second half of the hour is usually more busy, but that is up to you whether or not it is more busy. And we need some calls right now. We've still got well over $11,000 in match money available this hour. If you make a pledge of $100 right now, it's going to be doubled to $200. If you make a pledge of $10 right now, it's going to be doubled to $20. And as Jimmy said, if you're able to go $500 or more, there will be a second match. We have a second match available from another donor who actually, I know, we were doing very well in that department, and more our donors made more money available for that today. So please pick up the phone, 888-291-8000.
And just side, because I know you don't like doing math on the air, I've done the math for you. And if you want to break that $500 to get to that triple match, if that's just $42 a month. So $42 or more dollars a month, and that will get triple matched. And so it'll add up to $500 over the course of a year, and that'll become $1,500. So it's not that big of a stretch. Lots of people could do $42 a month.
888-291-8000. I want to get back to the phone lines and let Jimmy answer calls. There are still 11 lines open. Could we have your help in filling those up? 888-291-8000. In studio with us, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers.
Hi, Jimmy. I was really glad that Jimmy did some math there. Very edifying. I want to round that number up from 42 to 50.
Is that how rounding works?
Yes. Okay. how about we just do this? Let's. There's 10 lines open, so let's try to get to zero. 888-291-8000. I'm inviting everyone who would like to see his gift to or her gift to Catholic Answers tripled to call in and become a $50 a month pledger. $50 a month, your gift will be tripled. Across the first 12 years of your gift, $50 a month, and
12 months.
Yeah, you won't notice it.
888-291-8000. 10 lines open. Let's use those lines up. 888-291-8000.
Let's do the $50 a month challenge, and you will become a member of our 315 Defenders, our monthly givers club, stewarded by the great Emily Torres. Lots of benefits attached to that. 888-291-8000. 10 lines open. And a lot of match money yet to get.
888-291-8000. Now we're into single digits. That's
please
making
keep
me
calling,
feel a
my
bit.
Friends. This is a great opportunity. So call and say, I heard Chris and Cy on the radio, and I really want to become a $50 a month giver.
Again, I'll just say the number one more time, and then I'm going to let Jimmy answer a question so that you have time to dial those of you that have decided now to fill up those lines for us. Thank you very, very much. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, this question came from Twitch. We have actually a lot of viewers on Twitch now. Johnny in Rhode Island wanted to know,
I think Johnny is on line three.
Oh, is Johnny on line three? I apologize. I misunderstood what was going on. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Johnny, go ahead. You ask your question, Johnny. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure the audio on my computer is not disrupting the call. All right. First of all, thank you, Jimmy Akin, for all your work. I've been a huge fan. My main question is, as Cytella hinted at, is parapsychological phenomenon more conscious or subconscious? So to put it respectively, like in my world as like a musician, if you told me I want you to play a G major chord over a certain pair of beats and we're going to measure phenomenon, versus something, I want you to play this fugue in the key of G major, and we're going to measure that phenomenon. Like, which one do you think would have more results? And that kind of thing is like, it kind of relating to subconscious or conscious phenomenon.
Okay, Johnny, let's get an answer from Jimmy.
Sense.
Okay, so this is actually a subject that, now the Catholic Church has no teaching on this. The Catholic Church doesn't really veer into areas of science, and parapsychology is a science. Specifically, it's a science that studies psychic phenomena and the survival of bodily death. And so There's no church teaching in this area. The Catholic Church allows scientists to try to figure this out, just like it lets scientists in every other field try to figure out what's true scientifically about their field of study. So Catholics have had different opinions on this. Now, there have been highly respected theologians and doctors of the church, like Pope St. Gregory the Great and St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Augustine, who were either open to or actually believers in what today would be called psychic phenomena. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas referred to what today would be called ESP, or extrasensory perception, as natural prophecy, to distinguish it from the supernatural prophecy that God gives. So Catholics are allowed to believe in and test and experiment with these ideas. What I can do in terms of your question, Johnny, about conscious and subconscious operation, since the church doesn't have a teaching here, is I can tell you what parapsychological researchers have found. Now, if you study parapsychology, which is one of the sciences that I study, you will find phenomena like ESP explained in terms of consciousness, but that just means something that's not strictly material. It just means it's connected with mental phenomena somehow. When it comes to it, does it need to operate? Does ESP and other similar phenomena, do they need to operate above the threshold of consciousness so that we're aware of them? Or can they operate below the threshold of consciousness so we're not aware of their operation? Researchers have done a lot of experiments, and in recent years, they found a considerable amount of evidence that we experience. And this is everybody, not just trained psychics, but actually everybody experiences psychic phenomena subconsciously all the time. It is just something we use to navigate our environment according to standard parapsychological results. Sometimes it bubbles up into our conscious mind, but primarily it operates subconsciously. And that, if I understood your musical analogy correctly, it is kind of like the difference between playing an instrument without really having to think about it versus thinking about every single move you're making while playing the instrument. And psychic functioning seems to work the same way. It's primarily carried on a subconscious level, but there are things people can do consciously to try to evoke it. But one of the things that they need to do to try to evoke it is not overanalyze it. If people start overanalyzing what they're doing, they'll mess it up. Just like if you're playing an instrument and you start thinking super carefully about what each finger and each puff of breath or whatever the instrument is that you're doing, you're going to mess up playing the instrument. There is a heavy component that is carried out on the subconscious level, just like a proficient musician is going to carry out most of their instrumental functions subconsciously. And I hope that helps.
Thank you, Johnny, very, very much for the call. I do realize that there's a little trouble the listeners having hearing the caller, so we'll try to we'll ask callers to be very, very precise and quick with their questions, just because it's a little trouble hearing them. But you haven't had trouble hearing us ask you to call. We're down to just four lines open now, and we are in the last hours now. We're coming into the last minutes of our Catholic Answers quarterly drive. $11,000 in match money left. 888-318-7884. I beg your pardon. That's the studio line. The number to call to make your pledge. We're now under $10,000 left and about 16 minutes to go to the top of the hour. Please pick up the phone now and call 888-291-8000.
So now we're in a position where we're falling a little bit behind. We're three quarters of the way through this hour, but we're still only halfway to the match. So we have fallen behind. Now we really do need to hear from folks. I mentioned yesterday people who may need to make larger gifts. We are going to need to hear from some people who can make larger gifts, but we're going to need to hear from everybody, regardless of how much you're able to support the program. Yesterday, during this hour, I talked about one of the passages where St. Paul discusses the theological principles in giving. That has, happens to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It's the famous God loves a cheerful giver passage. But there's an even more explicit passage, which I alluded to yesterday, in Galatians 6, where Paul articulates the same principle about sowing and reaping. And in Galatians 6, he gives an even bigger promise than he does in 2 Corinthians. He says, the one who receives instruction in the word, and that's what we try to do here on Catholic Answers Live, is give people instruction in the word of God. So that's what we're all about. And St. Paul then says, the one who receives that instruction, which is the folks in the audience who are listening to the show and drinking in all the theological expertise we have on the show, let the one who receives instruction in the word share all good things with their instructor. And what Paul's talking about is giving donations to help support the teaching of God's word. Because as Jesus said, the worker is worth his wages. And also these days, if you're running an internet ministry and a radio show, you've got bills to pay in order to make those connections to get the word of God to people. So donations are needed. And St. Paul then backs this up. He says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please his flesh, which means keeping all your money for yourself and not supporting the preaching of God's word, he who sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction on the day of judgment. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, which means donating generously to support God's work, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So he's promising an eternal reward for using financial resources to help propagate God's word in the world. And he says, let us not become weary in doing good. You know, sometimes people do that. They start on a path, but then they can get tired, you know, and they are tempted to drop off the path. But he says, let us not become weary in doing good, which in context means donating to support God's word. For, he says, at the proper time, and here he's talking about Judgment Day, at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So please claim this promise that St. Paul has of reaping the harvest of eternal life on Judgment Day that you can enjoy for all eternity by sharing all good things with those who are teaching God's word here on Catholic Answers Live. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We are heading into a very quick break, so perfect time to pick up that phone and call. Still $8,500 left in our match for this hour. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Eight people on the line making their donation right now to the Catholic Answers Live quarterly pledge drive. Eight lines open. So 16 of our colleagues waiting to take your calls. They're right here in this building with us. These are our colleagues. They got other jobs to do, but they take the time to answer the phone during the pledge drive. Call and talk to one of them right now. Eight lines open, 888-291-8000, and $8,500 left to go in our match for this hour. If we make the match this hour, we are much closer to meeting our overall goal of $145,000 pledged. So there's another call. Now we're at 9 and 7. Seven lines open at the moment, 888-291-8000. I do want to remind folks of, and I say this in part because the phones have been steady, and we we haven't filled them up yet, but they've been steady. And for those of you who can make those larger donations, I just want to specifically ask for your help now. Are you able to do a $500 donation, a $1,000 donation, maybe as Ramona did earlier from Delaware, a $5,000 donation? Because we have a second match for those larger donations from a donor who will match it a second time. So that means that if you make a $500 gift right now at 888-291-8000, it's $1,500 to us, and that's a real match. We don't see the money until the match is made.
Si, that includes anybody who's capable of making a $50 gift a month, or as Jimmy said, $42. If you can make $42 a month to Catholic Answers, that comes out to $500 a year, and that gift for the first 12 months, that will be tripled as well. So if you want to break that $500 gift into monthly installments, $42, or round it up to $50, 888-291-8000. That will count towards that triple match as well. So please, those are the gifts we're looking for right now so that we don't leave any money lying on the table. Which is it, Si? It's lying, isn't it? Yeah, it's lying on the table. 888-291-8000 because, as Si says, it's a true match. We don't get the gift till we meet the number.
Let's use it up, though. Just five lines open now.
And as every science fiction fan knows, 42 is the answer to the great question of life, the universe, and everything. Yeah. So if you're a science fiction fan and you know that reference, please give us a call and donate 42 or 50 or whatever you can. The number is 888-291-8000. If you're able to donate just $42 a month, that becomes $1,500 for us course of a year. Yep.
And not only do you get great apologetics, but Douglas Adams references. Where else are you getting that?
Yeah, Catholic Radio. No one else. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. My friends, there are five lines open and about 5 minutes left in this hour. So let's get those lines down to zero. If there are five people who are not picking up their phone right now, here's my invitation to you to call now. Become a $42 a month giver if you can, or make a one-time gift of $42 or $50, whatever it is. Gifts below $500 will be matched. Gifts above $500 will be matched twice. If you've been holding off making a $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 gift to Catholic Answers, this is the perfect time because that's going to be $2,000, $3,000, or $6,000. Or 15,000.
Five lines open and $7,000 to use up in the next 7 minutes. So if we can come in at $1,000 a minute, we'll get there.
And we want to be sure we can continue strong. We don't want the airwaves to become a long, dark tea time of the soul. So we need to continue at 888-291-8000.
Five lines open, my friends. 888-291-8000. Just a few minutes left in this hour. Please help us meet this match.
Six lines open, 888-291-8000. I got to say, I don't know that people always understand it, so I do want to repeat it, that the way that it works is, I mean, really, this apostolate, Jimmy was here. You and I were not, but Jimmy was here when the apostolate really stepped out in faith and decided, let's make a radio show there are no Catholic radio stations. Like, there was a few, but very, very few.
Yeah, there were three or six or something.
Right, and the strategy was, we're not going to charge people for this.
Right.
If people will pay for us to make it. And, you know, it's some of the best apologists that have ever been on the air, from Patrick Madrid and Jimmy Akin to Tim Staples and Matt Fradd and Jason
Patrick
Everett.
Madrid. Oh, you said Patrick Madrid.
Yeah, right. And I'm probably leaving people out. But
Mark Brumley.
That's what you're doing. When you're giving to Catholic Answers Live, you're just making it possible for us to do the show and give it away for free to the world, 888-291-8000.
Now, Si, I'm going to have to, in just a few moments, I'm going to have to say so long and thanks for all the fish. But before I do that, I wanted to note a couple things. The first one is, this is a great time to call because we're so close to the end of the hour. You're not going to miss anything. So this is really a great time to call, either while we're still talking on the air or in the very brief gap between the hours. The number to call is 888-291-8000.
Four lines
once
open.
Again, 888-291-8000. I also wanted to note that an anonymous donor has just called in and says he'll be sending $1,000 from his donor advised fund. So that's going to be tripled. That's going to become $3,000. And he asked for prayers for his family to return to the faith. And that's something that is so close to people's hearts. I really want to encourage them to pray that this anonymous donor's family will return to the faith, and everybody in similar situations. Also, I wanted to note that Ryan has started a second donation of $50, which is he's already apparently donated $50. He's made another donation, and he's also going to be starting OCIA, or what used to be called RCIA, in a couple of weeks. So there's another testimony from someone who's not even Catholic yet, who sees the value in the show. And if you're Catholic, don't let people who aren't even Catholic yet outdo you. Give us a call. You should see the value of the show just as much or more as folks who aren't yet Catholic. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. We're heading into the break. The music tells you that, so you're not going to miss anything. Now is the time to call.
Let's get the
888-291-8000.
There's five lines open. Let's get those down to zero over the break. And my friends, if you don't want to put a large sum on your credit card, just tell whoever you get, I want to send in a check. We'll send you an invoice and an envelope, and you can fulfill that way.
888-291-8000. I want to thank our guest, Zaphod Beeblebrox. Thank you so much for the hour.
Two heads are better than one.
Also known as Jimmy Akin. Hey, we're taking a very quick break. Perfect time to call. There are 3,461 match dollars left to use up. Could you help us use those up? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Catholic Answers Live.